until 8. This is Sports Today on 882 6PR.
Don't forget Slaps and Sledge after 7, just before he goes on the couch and impersonates his favourite journo in Mike Sheehan. Adam Simpson joins us from the West Coast Eagles. G'day, Adam.
Good evening, boys.
Started slowly, then warmed and held control for most of the night, and then really flurried home late. You must have been pleased.
Yeah, we were. I think it was a reasonably mature effort considering what had taken place in the previous 24 hours. So got the job done on a difficult ground and difficult conditions.
Jack Darling's made his mark. Doesn't look like he's been out of the game for the length of time that he has.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
He's one of those guys who's just naturally ripped and fit and, you know, we just had to get him up and about for he's clear for that 1 week, and he's come back like he's
all year. Hey Adam, correct me if I'm wrong. I did alert our listeners on Saturday night. It looked to me that Dawes was playing as a defensive forward on McGovern. Did you see it that way?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I thought there was a role that he played to take McGovern out. I don't know if I've seen a centre halfback being tagged before, but look, it was a reasonable strategy. He kicked 2 goals. For the night. We were happy with Gov's performance. It allowed us to do a couple of things with him to help our other defenders, and you know, been working on strategies with Shannon Hearn and all those sort of things over the journey as well. So we were a little bit surprised, but not overly, to be honest.
And he showed the last quarter he hadn't forgotten how to kick one either.
Yeah, we did turn him forward late just to give him a taste of it, and I think he's desperate to get forward, to be honest, in the long run, but at the moment, we really need him back.
Now, Scott Selwood, Brad's highlighted a couple of rumours that are floating around on the other side of the country. Where is it at with Scotty Selwood?
In terms of his contract?
Yeah.
I think he's still working through it, to be honest. Mm. I haven't got too much detail. It's something that I'm not dealing with day to day, and every couple of weeks I'll get updated. And we're working through it, and you know, hopefully get sorted soon.
How's he tracking though? How you know, you're the coach, coach player. How are you seeing his form?
Oh look, he was sub on the weekend, and he's still working his way back to his best performances after his injury. And I think there's plenty of upside to come. So he's an important player on our side, and we need to get him up and about as quick as we can.
Because the rumours are like that he's dirty because he didn't get the captaincy, and I poured cold water on that one because
I love it how you pour cold water on it, but then you talk about it. How does that work?
Well, I'm just telling you what the rumours are.
Yeah. Well, they're just rumours.
Adam, what about well handled on the weekend post game as well? Now you've got a big game coming up against Adelaide this weekend. We know that. And yep, there's a lot of awkwardness about this. How are you going to handle the players this week who've had such a great relationship with Phil Walsh? And you know Adelaide are going to come over here full of emotion. How are you going to handle that situation?
Yeah, it's a real challenge for everyone. I think our staff as well as our players have been affected by the tragedy. I can only imagine what the Adelaide boys are going through. And we've got to respect the situation and also find a balance for winning a game. So, it'll be business as usual, how we prepare and plan. But it's going to feel a little bit different. And Adelaide's their first opportunity to represent the club after the tragedy. So, I think it's going to be filled with emotion. And it's probably up to us to, and West Coast members and supporters, we're here to win, but we're also here to respect the whole situation.
Do you just prepare the same, Adam, as if you would prepare for, though, any other week, even though we know the circumstances?
Yeah, we will, and we've done that today, and we've already started to look at Adelaide this afternoon, and from a coaching point of view, we've just gone through the exact same process, so that's how we'll go about it, and you know, hopefully it's the right way to go.
Did any players feel the heat more than others, and are you tempted to, or would do you think there will be a need maybe to make a couple of changes?
In regard to the situation, I think our players handled it as best they could on the weekend. If anyone gets home and realises they're not quite up to it for this week, we more than respect that situation as well. So being a bit removed and being in Darwin, it was a little bit different, and they didn't get a chance to communicate with their wives and partners and families back in Perth. So now that we're back, we'll just assess it tomorrow and see how everyone is.
But extended on to that, I mean, the heat conditions, I mean, different players handle the heat as well.
Sorry, yeah. You should have interrupted me. No, the heat wasn't that bad. It was, to be honest, we didn't necessarily feel the pinch through the heat. You know, it was night game, it's probably 22, 23 degrees, and humidity was a bit higher than normal, but no, I think our players are fine.
Mate, it must be nice having competition for spots. Manny Rosa goes back to the WAFL, has 32 touches and kicks one goal too, and lays six tackles, so he did what you wanted him to do.
Yeah, he did, and look, it was a tough conversation, but one he fully respects, and I'm not surprised he's gone back and done what he's done. And yeah, look, the injury list is shorter now. We've got to see a few players available, and it's good problems to have.
Good on you, Adam. Enjoy yourself on the couch, and we'll look forward to the big game on Saturday against the Adelaide Crows.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good night.
Adam Simpson there, the coach of the West Coast Eagles.